Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Clients Line. My name is Shaquita. I need to advise you as Cloudberry Employer for quality insurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Deshaun Miller. I'm calling because I was going to check my status of my claim, and it said it was issues with my stopping my payment. The first one was it said my deposit. Then after I went to try to send off the contact us for the message to change my direct deposit, it told me I had to reopen my claim because I didn't know after just filing. Like, I literally had filed on, I filed on the 15th, and I didn't know that following Friday I had to go in and got named, do my, my claim, go and answer my, do my weekly claim for my thing. And I didn't know. I had just filed. And now it's telling me I have to reopen my case.
What's your social?
223-83-8220.
82-20. Can you verify your first last name?
Deshaun Miller. D-A, capital S-H-A-U-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Your date of birth?
07-11-1998.
Your mother's maiden name?
Janelle Miller.
And your driver's license or Alabama state ID number?
14491.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, and writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade completed in school?
Could you repeat that?
What's the highest grade completed in school?
12.
And if you approve of benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your check or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after your approval of payments. And the fees may be charged for certain activities. You have a check or savings account, or recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings. And where are you banking with?
Could you repeat that real quick?
Who are you banking with?
Well, let me just take a look at the name of it. I'm banking with Oxygen. It's a Bancorp bank.
It's online?
Yes, ma'am.
That's why we don't do online banking.
Okay, so I have to use my actual bank.
Yes.
All right, give me just a second. Let me get to it. Hey, give me just a moment, please. My bad. I'm trying to look at the bank name of my bank. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my statement. I apologize. Okay, yeah, it wouldn't be called Oxygen on the thing. It would be called Bancorp.
Okay, it's an online banking. We don't do online banking at all.
Oh, so I can't. So I don't know why. Cause when I named Digit, that's probably why. Then hold on. So I can't. I couldn't use my charm.
No, sir.
All right, give me just a moment. Let me look at, see if my, this, I actually have a bank account, but I don't use it for anything. So I have to actually go and look at it. Please just give me one more moment. I apologize for the inconvenience. All right, so if I, hold on, because I know, and that means I can name one of my dang things. And I know I got named be on Cash App, and it said I can do my unemployment on there. Can I do it through my direct deposit through there?
No, sir, we don't do it through no online banking, no mobile banking, none of that. It has to be a traditional bank that you can actually walk into.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. So, well, yeah, I have to go with that card then. Excuse me, my bad. Wait, how much you said that fee was?
It didn't say how much the fee was.
Oh, I'm talking about the activation fee. I know you said there was an activation fee. Did you say how much it was?
No, it said there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
Oh, certain activities. I thought you said there was an activation fee, like, for the card, to activate the card.
No.
Okay, you said it'll take additional 5 to 7 days.
Yes.
All right. Is it possible to get it expedited?
What you mean by that?
Like express delivery, express shipping?
No, sir.
Okay, I was just asking because some places do. Some cars do. Like if I get a car order, I can expedite it some places, but it's all right. But yeah, I'll just go through that. I'll just do that then. It'll be simple like that. What up, my guy?
What's your mailing address?
207. Yeah, not right now. Nassau Street, Brundage, Alabama. Hold on.
Okay.
And it's Nassau, like the Bahamas, NASSAU.
Okay, and what's the primary telephone number?
334-333-5972. Okay. Now, would I be able to call back and change this to direct deposit?
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generic questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 15851 Highway 55, 257 Vine Cliff.
Baby. My bad, I was talking to a dog. You can continue.
257 Vine Cliff Drive, 265 Ramade Street.
265 Ramage Street.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1990s Oldsmobile Alera, a 2005 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, a 2006 Suburban Tribeca, or a 2007 Dodge Magnum, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Neither of those.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Arlington, Athens, Madison, or none of the above?
Wait, could you repeat that? Was that the counties?
Cities.
Cities? Oh, none of the above.
Which of the following age ranges most matches the age of Janella Miller, 24 to 28, 43 to 47, 54 to 58, 43 to 47. And which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Washington Circle South, 183 County Road 106, Creer Richardson Road, Troy Street, or all of the above?
Washington, Washington, the top one. I don't know the address. I ain't never used that.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Have a what?
It's a trade readjustment allowance.
Oh, I couldn't even understand what you said. You said something about an allowance.
A trade readjustment allowance.
Wait, Troy, what?
Trade readjustment allowance. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am. Were you waiting for me to answer you, or were you waiting to get to the next part?
Oh, I'm going to the next part.
Okay, my bad.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Could you repeat that?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
The most recent Sunday?
Yes.
Last Sunday? If I had a job, then yeah. It would have been last Sunday, so that would be... What 5 days from now? Thursday. I think last Sunday was like the 22nd, wasn't it?
Okay. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What was your job title?
Most recent?
Yes.
Oh, mobile expert.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, your temporary PIN for your federal weekly certification is 2098.
2098?
Yes. Your following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment client's requirements effective this week. The unemployment client will just finish also arrest you for work with the Alabama Career Assistance System. Your career assistance application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career assistance application for the Don Russian unemployment client. In addition, you must either visit one the Alabama Career Center or log to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and ready to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in lost benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file through the telephone, the number is 1-800-752-7389.
1-800-752-7389.
Yes. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week. Mr. Miller, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.